Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been a tough week for many of us. If you're following me on social media, you'll know why. We had a terrible situation happen in our family, which I won't get into. But today's show is an important show, you guys. You know, I know there's a lot of opinions about what we're going to be talking about today. I'm very passionate about what we're going to be talking about today. And so here's the deal. You know, obviously we know that the gyms were again closed down and the salons were again closed down. I've worked in a gym for 40 years. I'm a nurse by trade. My daughter's a doctor. And so we know that obesity is a risk factor to COVID. And yes, there are vulnerable populations out there. We need to stay healthy. So I was not happy about it. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, like, I have gone back to teaching at Catalyst Fitness where I teach, and I saw everyone following the rules. Everyone had their masks on. Everyone was cleaning their equipment. The clubs have gone above and beyond. The salons have gone above and beyond and followed the rules that we needed to follow. And so do you feel like your freedom is being taken away? It's just the beginning, in my opinion. And so we need to talk about it. I know that there are differences of opinion, and I want to hear from all of you today. 883-5000, 1-800-684-2848 are the numbers. We are going to be talking with Amy Buemi, the owner of Catalyst Fitness, 7 Catalyst Fitness clubs, who I know personally has gone above and beyond, you know, what she has needed to do as a business owner, as have all the other gyms in the area and salons. And so we're going to be talking to her first today. Also, attorneys from Hogan Willig are going to be on to talk about, you know, really our civil rights, our constitutional rights, the fundamental constitutional freedom that we have. And so if you have any questions, you have them at your service today to call in and ask, you know, And maybe you're, you know, maybe you're concerned about COVID. Maybe you're, I am too. I mean, it's not like we don't know COVID is real. We know COVID is real. But you will hear that there are things going on behind the scenes that in terms of death certificates, in terms of ventilators, in terms of the testing numbers and things like that, you'll hear some of things that may surprise you guys. And I just want to bring it to the forefront. Let's talk about it. And so when we come back, we're going to talk to Amy Buemi, and then after that, the attorneys from Hogan Willig. And as you know, Amy, I know she has been, the cameras were at our clubs this week. I know that she is, as I said, gone above and beyond doing what we had to do at her clubs and at many other clubs, you know, to follow the rules, to make it safe and to help people to boost their immune system and stay well. So I'm not sure what she's going to say today. I have a feeling I know what she's going to say, but she has been working behind the scenes for all of us. So we'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Listen, I want to tell you about Notaro Chiropractic. Talking about boosting your immune system, we need chiropractic care. I went in the last couple of weeks. I just am so grateful for what they do at Notaro Chiropractic. And also, I got a massage there as well, which was fabulous. Check them out, Notaro Chiropractic. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Robbie. Has an accident left you in pain? Were you injured on the job? Do you suffer from chronic pain or a spinal condition? Notaro Chiropractic Offices offer chiropractic and massage services at their three convenient locations, Wheatfield, Grand Island, and East Amherst. Licensed acupuncturist Amy Fu is located in Wheatfield. Licensed acupuncturist Robbie Butler is located in Grand Island, as well as licensed acupuncturist Adam Waldhorn. Accepting most insurances, call 688-8815 to start feeling your best with the help of Notaro Chiropractic Offices.
Free Time Fitness 24/7 is now open on Niagara Falls Boulevard in the Wegmans Plaza at Amherst. Membership includes free hydro massage, a free personal training session, and your first month is free. So work out whenever you have free time. Call Free Time Fitness 24/7 today, 768-0037.
Hi, my name is Lois, and I've lost 100 pounds under Robbie's care. I tried for so long on my own before to lose weight and get healthy. I was working out and eating healthy, or so I thought. I began to consider doing the keto diet when I saw a Facebook post of Robbie's promotion for her nutritional DNA test. So I called Robbie and went in to have the test done. On October 30th of last year, I met with Robbie to review the results, which were extensive. The key details were that I have a gluten intolerance and my body responds best to a balanced diet. Robbie sat with me and explained all the results, set me up on a detox plan, and provided me with meal ideas and recipes. I started November 1st of 2018 and have lost almost 100 pounds since then. I honestly believe that the nutritional DNA test is what made the difference.
Have your hormones hijacked your body? Are you gaining weight, doing the same thing you've always done, but now it's not working? Do you feel sluggish, irritable? Have brain fog or memory problems? Are you losing muscle mass and gaining body fat? Do you have gut microbiome issues? Are you craving sugar? Does your blood work show normal, but you still feel sick, thick, and tired? You need help from experts who've been there, who've helped thousands with a proven track record, who are armed with decades of experience and cutting-edge certifications. You need the experts at Raw Truth Health. Check out our private and group sessions. If you don't take care of you, you can't take care of anyone else. Yesterday, you said tomorrow, and nothing changes if nothing changes. Just start. Go to RobbieRaw.com.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And if you're just joining us, we are talking about this issue with the clubs being closed again, which is very upsetting to so many of us, and the salons and other businesses. And we have Amy Buemi on the line right now, the owner of Catalyst Fitness, 7 clubs. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
My goodness gracious. I just am in disbelief this week. I've been in disbelief, and I know that you have worked so hard behind the scenes to, as many other clubs have as well, to meet in the guidelines and exceed the guidelines given to us. I can say personally, working at Catalyst Fitness, that we have been completely 100% compliant, 300% compliant.
Yes, we have, and I just think that my main focus is trying to put together the plan and put down the facts and get doctors on board that they say, listen, the fitness clubs are essential. They are a part. Physical and mental health go together. Frontline workers need to have an outlet. They need to be able to work out and stay strong. You need to be able to build your immune system, and this is why. And until I can truly get this done properly, we will not be heard. We are on deaf ears. You can go on facts. You can go on data. It does not matter. You can comply. You can follow the rules. It does not matter, which is very sad right now for a lot of business owners. So I'm trying to take a different approach, and hopefully this is going to work, because I feel, when the medical field is behind you, then they start to take you seriously.
So you're talking to medical professionals, and I mean, that's a great thing to do, because as a medical professional myself, I know that the test numbers are not completely accurate. The attorneys from Hogan Willig are going to be talking about things like, you know, what the diagnosis has been on death certificates and the ventilators. And is there a kickback on all of that? They'll be talking about that today. So we need to be aware of what's happening, because we need to be dealing with facts when decisions are made. And I, you know, that remains to be seen.
Yeah, I mean, it's really tough, and everyone's struggling on really, you know, why people are doing what they're doing. And it just is really frustrating when businesses are doing what they're supposed to be doing and they're still, you know, being punished for it. And, you know, that's the other thing about the testing is, you know, right now, if everyone gets a sniffle, oh my God, I have COVID, I need to go get a test. Mm-hmm. Oh, my sore throat. I have a sore throat. I have to go get a test. I have COVID. If I, you know, if they eat too much and they happen to have diarrhea, oh, my God, I have COVID. So that's right. How we are as people right now functioning, that if something's wrong, go get a test, go get a test. So not only are you doing these tests, yes, more tests are being done, but there's a lot of false positives. Right. And it's just making this, and I don't want to be insensitive because people are getting it. Some people are getting it worse than others. Right. But the hospitals are prepared. Not like in March. They know this disease so much better. They know what works. It just, they're not overwhelmed. The hospitals are not overwhelmed. They're prepared. So why? Why are these politicians doing what they're doing? It's just mind-boggling.
Well, and especially when it comes to the gyms, I feel, you know, as I said, I've been in the industry 40 years. The reason why I work out is because I want to boost my immune system, because I know how paramount it is to avoid obesity, which is a risk factor to not only COVID, but many other conditions as well. And so if we're giving the message that, you know, the one thing that we should be doing is not available for us, because many people won't work out at home. And who's going to go out in the winter? I mean, who is going to go out in the winter? Maybe some people.
Correct.
But we're going to be inside, no gyms. And yeah, COVID's real. I get it, you guys. As I said before, my daughter's now a physician, but she has even, and our phone lines are lighting up right now. So I know a lot of people have a lot to say about this. But Amy, I just want to thank you for everything that you have done behind the scenes, you and other gym owners. I didn't think, honestly, I was afraid that it was coming, but I didn't think it was going to happen again because it's just so absurd to me. I've been in the clubs. I've seen it. We are completely 300% compliant. So what else
could
we possibly
do? I know, and the confusion. But, you know, Robbie, if you want, you can go bowling later because that's essential. You can go bowling and you can go do your Black Friday shopping.
Yes.
But taking care of yourself.
Right.
You know.
That,
yeah.
We're talking healthcare.
Healthcare.
Yeah, this is healthcare, the fitness industry, the food industry, in terms of healthy eating is health care. And we're taking the health care away for what? It's an oxymoron. I just don't even get it. We have actually Ashley Draper on the line as well from Balanced Body Foods and Jada Blitz. Our phone lines are completely lit up here. Amy, I am so grateful that you joined us today. And I reached out to you because I know how passionate you are about this and how much you have been working hard behind the scenes. And I hope you don't give up.
I will never give up.
I know. This is your...
No, for my staff, for my members, and, you know, for the point that health clubs are essential. I will never give up.
Amen. Thank you so much. Faith over fear, people. Faith over fear. And Amy, let us know what we can do. But we're going to be talking with the attorneys of Hogan Willig in a little bit. So hopefully, we'll hear some things then. I know we will. All right, Amy. God bless you. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Please don't stop.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You too. God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Let's see, Solomon, do we have time to take another call here? Okay, let's do it. Ashley Draper. Ashley, are you still there? Okay, we'll get her back. All right, let's go to our break, and then you got her? No? Okay. Let's go to our break now, and when we come back, and I want to tell you about Turning Tides Financial, you guys. Turning Tides Financial. Live your life. Plan your future. You know, the other thing besides our health is our finances right now. And that's why we're talking about what we're talking about with Hogan Willig today. The attorneys from Hogan Willig. Our economic status is so important here. So we need to talk to them and go to Turning Tides Financial to live your life, plan your future. You've got a plan. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
No two snowflakes are alike. No two fingerprints are the same. That's the way it should be when it comes to your financial portfolio. Turning Tides Financial has a personalized wealth management approach. Each client has different needs that require unique, customized attention. At Turning Tides Financial, services offered include retirement planning, divorced financial strategies, and personalized financial management. Set up your appointment today at the Orchard Park or Amherst office by calling 716-800-4290 or log into turningtidesfinancial.com. Turning Tides Financial. Live your life, plan your future. Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC.
Free Time Fitness 24/7 is now open on Niagara Falls Boulevard in the Wegmans Plaza at Amherst. Membership includes free hydro massage, a free personal training session, and your first month is free. So work out whenever you have free time. Call Free Time Fitness 24/7 today, 768-0037.
Hey friends, you hear me talk about PowerShot Greens Superfood. Listen, it's a synergistic green formula of 100% organic concentrated nutrient-dense alkaline superfoods, a valuable source of natural occurring phytonutrients, chlorophyll, live enzymes, and bioavailable vitamins and minerals. PowerShot aims to help boost metabolism, energy, and stamina, assist with mineral replacement, and provide optimal support for the body system. It's so bioavailable and easily absorbed. I want you to check out PowerShot Greens Superfood. Go to RobbieRaw.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Roberts. I've now lost 89 pounds making healthy food choices with the Detox and Raw Truth Recharge classes. I've been a marathon runner for 14 years. However, I found that I can run and still be fat. Robbie taught me that you can't out-exercise a bad diet. I encourage everyone who wants to make healthy food choices and increase their energy to come to a Raw Truth Recharge class or pick up the Raw Truth Recharge book. For more information, go to RobbieRaw.com, click on the nutrition/DNA tab at the top of the page.
Hi, I'm Robbie Raw. You know, over the years, I have met so many of you who are in Canada or in other states of the U.S. who want my expertise as a nutritionist and a nurse for your health, fitness, weight management, and nutrition, but you can't come and see me live. Well, now I have the opportunity to give you all of my expertise, my tools, my motivation, behavior changes, and everything from A to Z on your mobile phone or device daily through a world-class, worldwide virtual mobile program called ProCoach. Go to RobbieRaw.com for more information.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And I hear people are trying to call in. Our phone lines are lit up right now with this topic. And so we just talked with Amy Buemi from Catalyst Fitness. I know we'll be talking with Ashley Draper from Balanced Body Foods and Jada Blitz. I've talked with Free Time Fitness 24/7 Jody, and we are going to the phone lines now. We're going to be talking with attorneys Hogan from Hogan Willig, Steve Cohen and Corey Hogan. And I encourage you to call in. We already are calling in with your questions or comments. And this is an important topic. I know it's an emotional topic for me as a nurse, as someone who's worked in the health clubs for 40 years of my career. So let's do that right now. We're going to go to the phones here. And good morning. Who do I have on here?
You have Steve Cohen and Corey Hogan.
Thank you so much for calling in, you guys. And so we have an important topic here today. I appreciate everything that you have been doing behind the scenes for all of us. So we are obviously talking about the gyms closing, the salons closing, and really our freedom, our constitutional rights. Many feel they're under attack. What do you have to say about that?
I'm not sure you're hearing Steve Cohen at this point. Can you hear me okay, Robbie? This is Corey.
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay, well, there's no question that they're under attack. They've been under attack going back to last March when Governor Cuomo made a decision that he was going to unilaterally run the state of New York, and other governors in other states have done the same thing. It's going on actually all around the world. But our position has been that the United States of America, the oldest democracy, the state of New York, which has always talked about the liberty of its individual citizens, it should kind of stand up at some point and say, enough is enough. And there is a federal constitution, there's a state constitution. And when the governor and the county executive start telling people who they can have over for Thanksgiving, it's kind of gotten to a point that if you want to live a life like that, I guess you can do that, but if you want to have the ability to make certain decisions for yourself, assuming that you know what's right from wrong, if you want to be able to run a business and not be told to shut down, if you want to kind of do what you, when you get up each day, to kind of go out and take care of your family and the people you love, then it's probably right now it's about time to stand up and say enough is enough, and that's kind of where we're at right now.
Well, and I've had, several business owners contact me this week asking what they can do, both in the fitness industry, obviously, because I've been working in the fitness industry for 40 years. And so I know at least, one of the local gyms has contacted you to form together. But before we get into that, I want to talk about, what is being reported, okay? Because there's so much fear right now for people. And yeah, we know that COVID is real. We know that, I know, people have gotten it. I know people who have been put on ventilators. I know people who were fighting for their life. And that's not a joke. We're not disputing that. But what concerns me is when there's a discrepancy with what is put on the death certificates. Do you know anything about that?
I know that Steve. Let me see if I can handle this one. Yeah, there's no question that the fear of death has been something that has been the power that the people in authority have been using. Because I think they're misleading a lot of people. There's no question that no one is running around trying to get COVID-19. But the reality of it is that if you look at the statistics, which they don't talk about, that about 90% of the people that die of COVID-19 are over the age of 55 and have other problems, other health conditions. It doesn't mean that that's okay, but that means if you're under 55, the likelihood of catching it and having any kind of serious symptom is probably less than 20%, and then the likelihood of dying is minuscule. So the issue is, okay, we have this disease, this COVID-19, this influenza, we have to do something about it. How far can the government go? How hard can the government push people given the concern about the COVID-19? And what normally happens is that people get together, you have hearings, you have doctors and experts testify. They say, here is what our beliefs are. For example, the masks. Some people think that they're the greatest thing since sliced bread. Other people feel they don't do any good at all. There should be actually expert testimony about whether these things work or whether they don't work.
Right.
There should be people to come in and say, here are the pros and here are the cons. And then the legislature gets together, they debate it, and they make a decision as to how we're going to deal with it. That's different than having a dictator, a single individual, with the yes men around him, saying, this is what I'm going to do.
Absolutely.
And the courts are starting to push back on that now. There was a wonderful complaint that was filed in Michigan. The lower court ruled against the preliminary injunction. It just came out earlier this week, and we've done the same thing. We have put together a group of businesses. We have a website now. We just set it up called HoganWillig Defense.com. And that website is set up so that groups of businesses can get together and say, okay, we're going to do something about it. And the constitutional arguments, I don't want to make this a law school class, but basically are, one, when you shut down a business, you are taking that person's livelihood away from him. Mm-hmm. And that is a taking. And the government, if they say they want to do that, then they should compensate that person.
Absolutely.
You just don't take, you don't take something from somebody on in behalf of society and say, you're on your own. And that, you know, that Governor Cuomo and Erie County County Executive Mark Poloncarz, they get their paychecks every week, paid for by the same citizens that they're shutting down. They don't worry about that.
Right.
And so that's ridiculous to go out and shut people down and not compensate them. Secondly, what we're seeing here is that they're picking on some companies, certain industries, certain types of restaurants or health clubs or whatever they may be feeling like doing, and not others. And there has to be a rational basis to do that. You just can't say, I don't think that health clubs are the ones we want to keep open because they must be spreading COVID. There's no proof of that. And the burden is on the government to show that. So that's what they call the equal protection of the laws. It should be applied equally and fairly to everybody that it applies to. And then the last thing is, and I'll get off the law school lesson, is due process. In this country, before you infringe upon somebody's liberties, there has to be a fair process to make to allow you to do that. You just can't say, wake up and say, I think I'm going to tell everybody they can't have more than 10 people over for Thanksgiving.
Right.
I think I'll try that one. I'm going to throw that one out. And at some point, and what they tell people, which is misleading, I saw Mark Poloncarz say this the other day, that the death rate is 1%. And that's not true. He is saying that in Erie County, for everybody that gets it, that he has a statistic on, it's 1%. But he doesn't talk about the other 80% that are asymptomatic or are not counted. The death rate is not 1%. The death rate is probably somewhere around one-third to one-fifth of that for everybody, with 90% of those deaths, people 55 years or older. It doesn't mean, again, that it's right, but it does mean that you have to at least take a look at that statistic before you make decisions where you shut down society. People don't understand. You know, you think it's good for little kids to be going to class, you know, kindergartens and first graders and second graders on a screen for a year? I mean, is that appropriate? You think that there's people are putting off elective surgery, people are not getting cancer screenings? There's a lot of negatives going on that they don't talk about. All they talk about is death, 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 to scare the crap out of everybody, and that is not how a democracy should be run. And it's what's weird about it is it's going on not only here but all over the world. And everybody is, but I have a feel in Erie County. We saw some of it last night. The people are finally standing up and saying that's enough. And it would be wonderful if this county not led not only New York State and this country but the world. And somebody said at some point, the people in Erie County, located in Buffalo, New York, said, we're not going to put up with it. It doesn't mean that everybody gets together and says, let's have a COVID party, but right. It does mean that we're going to sit back and make decisions for ourselves. Now, Steve Cohen is also with me, and he's been cut out of this conversation, so I'm going to...
I think he's on.
I was reconnected,
okay.
I think.
Yes.
Okay. So, Steve, I just wanted to make sure.
Yes. First of all, I want to say thank you for that. And, yes, I know what's going on all over the world, but this is America and the land of the free. And so, you know, it should not be going on anywhere, but especially in America. It's just so un-American.
Yeah, Robbie, I, to pick up on what Corey was saying about the statistics, our office has received a number of calls from people who were upset that the death certificate reflected that their loved one died from COVID, when in fact they had died from something else and simply tested positive for COVID at the time of their death. One case in particular that was particularly dramatic, client's loved one was suffering from pancreatic cancer, and they had planned his funeral for 4 months prior to his death. They had actually made arrangements with the funeral home. Then a couple of days before his death from pancreatic cancer, he tested positive for COVID. The death certificate reflects COVID, and they came to us and said, Mr. Cohen, would you please get the death certificate changed? And I started to go about doing that, and then they said, you know what? We just learned that if the death certificate reads the death from COVID, insurance is going to cover 100% of the costs, whereas they would have only covered 40% of the costs if it was pancreatic cancer, so we're happy to leave it as COVID. So there's a lot of misinformation going around.
Yes, yes, and with the ventilators too. I know.
Oh yes,
it's incredible. We have Steve Cohen and Corey Hogan on the phone right now, attorneys from Hogan Willig. We also have, I know, our phone lines are lit up here, so I know business owners are calling in, including Ashley Draper. We have her back on the line from Jada Blitz and Balanced Body Food. Can everyone hang on for a few minutes? Because we do need to take a break right here.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you so much. All right, you guys, listen, I want to talk to you about Dr. Patel. Dr. Kapalina Patel. She is unbelievable. We spent an evening with her last night. She's doing things at her facility and in her practice that you have only seen in Europe in terms of helping people with cancers, with anxiety, with depression, with hormone imbalance, and the list goes on and on. Toxicities in the air, the food, the water, the soil, the air, the food, the water, and the soil. So she is doing things that I'm telling you, you need to check out. If you want to get to the root cause of disease, you need to check them out. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
If you're looking for a doctor that gets to the root cause of disease, you must go see Dr. Patel of the Environmental Health Center at Buffalo, a center for the treatment of chronic diseases. Dr. Patel diagnoses and treats a variety of conditions, including chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, insomnia, as well as food, chemical, and hormone sensitivities. And if you're battling cancer, Dr. Patel can help you by employing her innovative, integrative, multidimensional approach to cancer treatment. She will help you not only manage your cancer, but find the root cause for it. She has a special YAG laser that helps to reverse inflammation and chronic knee pain, shoulder pain, back pain. If you're scheduled for a knee, hip, or shoulder replacement, you must visit her before going through surgery. Plus, Dr. Patel offers many nutritional infusions and even ketamine infusion treatment for those suffering from anxiety and depression. So if you're tired of fighting your daily battle with chronic illness, then don't wait to contact Dr. Patel of the Environmental Health Center at Buffalo. You can contact her at 716-714-0770. Or by going online to ehcbuffalo.com.
Hi, this is Robbie. When it comes to selling your home, you want the best price. You want the timing to be right. You want an advocate who knows the market inside and out. You need Donna Littlefield. She's a prayer warrior ready to serve you and your family at Keller Williams Realty, Buffalo North Towns. Contact Donna Littlefield for a free true market analysis and then list your home with Donna. DonnaLittlefield.com. Contact her today and get your home sold.
Free Time Fitness 24/7 is now open on Niagara Falls Boulevard in the Wegmans Plaza at Amherst. Membership includes free hydro massage, a free personal training session, and your first month is free. So work out whenever you have free time. Call Free Time Fitness 24/7 today, 768-0037.
Hey, this is Robbie. You know, I love coloring my hair. And if you color your hair but hate all of those chemicals used to do it, I have some great news for you. Pure Organic Salon is who you need to call. Their products are free from aerosol, GMOs, gluten, ammonia, sodium chloride, and sulfate, even plastics, and the list goes on and on. Your hair will maintain its natural protein and moisture balance while achieving amazing color like mine without harsh chemicals for a healthier head of hair from the inside out. Other products include organic skincare products, nail care, and a toxic-free cosmetic line. For more information, call 716-796-7339.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And we are back. Thank you so much, everyone, for holding on. We're going to get the attorneys back here from Hogan Willig. Steve Cohen, Corey Hogan are on the line right now. Thank you again so much, you guys, for joining us. And we have Ashley Draper from Jada Blitz. Can I bring her in, gentlemen?
Sure can.
Yes, please do.
Okay. Hello, Ashley.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for waiting, and sorry about the drop there. So I know you've been listening to the show, and I know, Ashley, you and Justin have been fighting hard as well for, you know, our our rights and for these clubs and for our members, you know, for your members, for the fitness community. And yeah. I know you guys are as devastated as we are.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this goes back to the first shutdown. We continued to be removed from the phases with no true explanation as to why. We had filed a lawsuit with a coalition in New York, and that ultimately got us opened in August because the state could not provide any discovery to show their cause when their discovery was due in court. And again, we're in this situation, we're being grouped in this zone with no data being provided. You know, I think for all of us who run clubs responsibly and do what we're supposed to do, show us the data. Give us the science that you're saying that we are a spreader of COVID, because all of the data and the information that we have in our clubs that we can pull up, that we track, would point to otherwise. So if the
Well, good,
would
good for you, Ashley, for standing up to the government.
Yeah.
And there's no question that you're doing the right thing, the safe thing, acting in your best interest, the best interest of your clients, by providing, you know, sanitizer and distancing. And you don't need the government to tell you that you have to be shut down or you have to limit the number of employees you can have. You know, it's easy to forget. The government, the governor would like you to forget, I think, that we have been through 42 crises already, prior outbreaks, prior pandemics, prior epidemics, you know, everything from yellow fever, cholera, scarlet fever, Spanish flu, diphtheria, you know, the list goes on and on and on, typhoid, typhus, smallpox. We've been through it without this kind of government intrusion. And you, exactly. Ashley, are at an advantage because you're in an industry where you're not required to have a state license. You need to put a certificate of deposit on, and health clubs, the health club services law requires you simply to have a deposit with the government. But under the general business law, you're not licensed, so they can't hold that over your head. They can't pull your license. In contrast to people with a liquor license or a license from the health department to keep the kitchen open, or barbers and salons that are licensed, okay. And the governor can threaten to pull those licenses. You've got a little more freedom there, and I'm glad to see you exercising it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, Ashley, what are you guys doing right now?
I mean, right now we're playing by the rules, and we did close as of yesterday. We got a visit from the health department already just to, quote, ensure we're closed. You know, I feel like we are being harassed in a sense. We've done everything. We have zero violations with the health department since we were allowed to reopen August 24th. We have over 25,000 check-ins and no known COVID cases related to our gym. No contact tracers telling us that we had a member who was positive. You know, I think what the state fails to realize is, like, we know our members. We talk to them daily. It's not like checking out at Wegmans.
And Ashley, this is Corey Hogan. What you hit upon is actually makes common sense, but it's also what the Constitution requires. If you think about it, before the government can restrict the liberty of anybody, they have to come in with evidence that there's a reason to do that. So if they want to shut down a health club, the way the law is supposed to work, before we got into this somewhat of a dictatorial type of situation here, is they've got to bring in the evidence and say that if you go to a health club, the likelihood of you getting COVID-19 has increased in some significant way. As you said, they don't have that proof. So by definition, they should not be able to shut you down. And that makes common sense. If somebody isn't doing anything that's wrong, then let them operate. And because we have this situation where the health department, they're getting their authority, they're abusing their authority, and they're doing it in not just in Erie County, but all over the state and in other states. And it needs people like yourself and your members to stand up and say, no more. That's enough.
Right.
You don't show us the proof, and then we'll obey. Most people in this country will do what's right, that no one is out there trying to hurt their fellow citizens. But there has to be some evidence that they are doing something wrong before you tell them that they can't behave in a certain way. And when you're talking about clubs that are actually good for people to go to.
Right, yes.
I mean, it's insane to tell people, we're not going to let you go and work out or get healthy. I mean, why would they want to do something that's stupid other than it's, they just feel like it? Somebody woke up and decided, I'm going to shut down health clubs today. And that's not how the law is supposed to work in a democracy, but that is what is going on now.
Yeah, there was a marvelous display last night in Orchard Park of the American spirit, with exactly what Corey Hogan is talking about, where health club owners, fitness center owners, all got together at a health club in Orchard Park, and the Erie County Sheriff and Health Department came in to say, you have to disperse. And they said, you're not getting in here without a warrant. You need to leave now. And the health department lady, you can see the video, it's gone viral, I think, she points to her badge, you know, her name card, to say, this permits me to be here. And these people said, no, it does not. You need a warrant to get in here. And within 5 minutes, two or three police officers and the health department lady were all escorted out of the building.
Wow.
And that's exactly the way the Constitution demands that that government conduct itself.
I don't know if you guys have spoken to Colby yet, but Colby, I believe, was there last night. And
there was
people from many industries there who've been grouped into this orange zone. Because I think, you know, as you guys are hitting upon, we know that our rights are being violated, and we're sick of that.
Yes, absolutely.
And I was contacted by a client of ours who's a Superior Court judge, and she asked me, she said, Steve, I've been asked to sign a general warrant to allow police to enter premises to enforce these, you know, and it's my impression that warrants have to be specific as to time, place, you know, and the specific event that the warrant's supposed to address. I don't think I can sign this, can I? And I agreed with her. I said, no, I don't think you can, Your Honor. But I think that the governor's looking for judges now who are willing to sign a warrant. And I just hope that judges remember the oath they took to uphold the constitutions of the state of New York and the United States of America.
Ashley, you know, we got to take the next call, but thank you so much for calling in, Ashley. And I'm praying again for you guys. Just keep up the fight, because we need to all join together and fight. Thank you, Ashley. We will talk to you again soon, okay?
Thank you, Robbie. Talk soon.
Okay, God bless. Thank you. So I want to go to our next call, which is Colby from Pure Organic Salon, and she was there last night, as Ashley said. Good morning, Colby.
Good morning, Robbie. Yes, I was there last night.
Now, you know, I go to Pure Organic Salon to get my hair done. And we were social distancing. We were following all the rules. You followed all the rules. Colby, what do you have to say?
Yeah, so that's the thing. You know, I just want to point out that we've seen, you know, we're a small salon with four stylists, and we work at the most two people on a day and see one client every 2 hours. So we've done everything that they have asked of us to do. We've had just about 1,000, a little bit over 1,000 check-ins in tracking our people through our computers, and not one case of COVID has been linked back to the salon.
Exactly. So,
and if there was a hearing on that, and if you gave testimony, then the legislature would say, you know what, there is no basis to tell these salons to close down. We have no right to do that, and that's how the process should work. When you have somebody that has a headache or something like that, it makes a decision to shut down salons for that reason. That's why it doesn't work, and that's when citizens all over this country need to stand up and say, you know, you can't do it. And I've seen a couple of sheriffs that went on the news, and they said, we're not going to go into people's homes and tell them how many people that they can have for Thanksgiving. We understand what the Constitution is. And these are law enforcement officers that are also sworn to uphold the Constitution. So there's a movement out there that people are starting to say, we are not going to allow our leaders, who should know better, to violate the Constitution and make us complicit in it. We've had enough. We are American citizens. We've been around with it. We have this longest democracy anywhere in the world, and we're not giving it up because we have some leaders that aren't doing their job.
Well, when we come back, and we have to take a break again right now, we're talking with the attorneys from Hogan Willig, Steve Cohen, Corey Hogan. And gentlemen, when we come back, can you tell us again what people can do? And, you know, we have to go to our break. But Colby, thank you so much. Did you want to say anything else before we let you go?
No, Robbie, thank you for having me on. I just really wanted to express how much, you know, small businesses need you guys right now.
Yes.
So, you know, this holiday season, like I said last week when I was on the show, please just support us and show us, you know, your love and appreciation for us. Because right now when we're closed down, you know, it's pretty difficult for our families.
Mm-hmm. Support small businesses. Give certificates, all of that. Thank you so much. God bless you, Kobe. All right,
you
guys.
You.
Gentlemen, can you hold on for just a minute again?
Of course.
Okay, thank you so much. You guys, I want to tell you about Balanced Body Foods. Balanced Body Foods, you just heard from Ashley Draper. They have fresh, never frozen. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Put a healthy meal on the table without a trip to the grocery store at Balanced Body Foods. If you're too busy to cook or don't know where to start, simplify your life with Balanced Body. Balanced Body Foods is a fresh food meal prep service with a constantly changing menu for the ultimate in delicious, flavorful, nutritionally balanced meals. Order your next meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, at balancedbodyfoods.com or stop into their Hurdle Avenue or Transit Road in Williamsville locations. You can even save 10% with promo code WNY10. That's right. Right. Save 10% off your order. All you have to do is use promo code WNY10 when you visit balancedbodyfoods.com. Start today. Fuel your body with flavorful food that complements your lifestyle and goals. Discover your balance today at Balanced Body Foods. In the choice between taste and nutrition, choose both at Balanced Body Foods.
Hi, this is Robbie. Has an accident left you in pain? Were you injured on the job? Do you suffer from chronic pain or a spinal condition? Notaro Chiropractic Offices offer chiropractic and massage services at their three convenient locations, Wheatfield, Grand Island, and East Amherst. Licensed acupuncturist Amy Fu is located in Wheatfield. Licensed acupuncturist Robbie Butler is located in Grand Island, as well as licensed acupuncturist Adam Waldhorn. Accepting most insurances, call 688-8815 to start feeling your best with the help of Notaro Chiropractic Offices. No two snowflakes are alike. No two fingerprints are the same. That's the way it should be when it comes to your financial portfolio. Turning Tides Financial has a personalized wealth management approach. Each client has different needs that require unique, customized attention. At Turning Tides Financial, services offered include retirement planning, divorced financial strategies, and personalized financial management. Set up your appointment today at the Orchard Park or Amherst office by calling 716-800-4290 or log into turningtidesfinancial.com. Turning Tides Financial. Live your life, plan your future. Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC.
Free Time Fitness 24/7 is now open on Niagara Falls Boulevard in the Wegmans Plaza at Amherst. Membership includes free hydro massage, a free personal training session, and your first month is free. So work out whenever you have free time. Call Free Time Fitness 24/7 today, 768-0037.
Hi, it's Robbie Raw. I want to tell you about Kerber USA. At Kerber USA, they are committed to using light-based technology to improve health one application at a time. Through innovative technologies, they offer disinfection, pain relief, and healing. Their leading-edge devices span infrared, ultraviolet, and other light mediums. They are proud to be affiliated with a number of leading like-minded companies throughout the U.S. and Canada. Kerber USA, a new company located right here in Buffalo, is devoted to the usage of light in medical applications, commonly referred to as PBM, photobiomodulation. Check them out at KerberUSA.com.
Have your hormones hijacked your body? Are you gaining weight, doing the same thing you've always done, but now it's not working? Do you feel sluggish, irritable? Have brain fog or memory problems? Are you losing muscle mass and gaining body fat? Do you have gut microbiome issues? Are you craving sugar? Does your blood work show normal, but you still feel sick, thick, and tired? You need help from experts who've been there, who've helped thousands with a proven track record, who are armed with decades of experience and cutting-edge certifications. You need the experts at Raw Truth Health. Check out our private and group sessions. If you don't take care of you, you can't take care of anyone else. Yesterday, you said tomorrow, and nothing changes if nothing changes. Just start. Go to RobbieRaw.com.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
The Orange Zone. Houses of worship operate at 33% capacity or 25 people maximum. I go to the chapel at Cross Point where there's 2,000 people. Fortunately, we're streaming right now, but we have practiced social distancing there. Also, the Orange Zone mass gatherings limited to 10 people indoors and outdoors. So what sense does it make to, in terms of even the restaurants can only offer outdoor dining takeout four person maximum per table. So what they're doing is having a tent outside the place. You're still inside, but you're outside because we can't sit outside in the snow here when it starts snowing. High risk, non-essential businesses closed. Gyms, non-essential. I don't get it. Personal care, et cetera. Schools are closed and shift to remote learning. It is, I'm just, I don't, in 2 days notice too. Was it, I think it was 24 hours notice or 2 days notice, gentlemen. We're talking with the attorneys from Hogan Willig. And we've been talking with gym owners, salon owners as well. So gentlemen, what can people do who are a small business owner right now? What can the gyms do? What can the churches do? What can the restaurants do? What can the salon owners do right now?
A couple of things. This is Corey Hogan again speaking.
Thank you.
The government's powerful. They have a lot of money and a lot of people. When they tried to shut us down, we were the first law firm in the state to be deemed an essential business, but that wasn't enough for them. They still wanted to know who was coming to work, what they were doing, why they couldn't do it at home. And after a couple months of complying with it, we basically told them, you know, we've had enough. And we brought a lawsuit against Cuomo and the Attorney General on behalf of our law firm, saying, you're harassing us. Well, we are doing the same thing for businesses. They should join together so that there is power in numbers. And we made a decision earlier this week to set up a landing page called HoganWilligDefense.com. And that allows people to pick an industry that they're in and to provide their basic information as to who they are and make a determination as to whether they would like to get together with other individuals, other businesses and entities in the same industry so that they can afford the defense, and there's power in numbers. We've also agreed that we're cutting all of our fees by at least a third so that we can make this affordable, because I don't want to turn this into a money-making scheme for Hogan Willig. Mm. We're really concerned about what's going on in this country. I've got three daughters. Steve's got two wonderful sons. And everybody, you know, this is a country that used to be founded upon certain principles in terms of what the government could and couldn't do. And because of the fear that's been propagated all over the world, mm-hmm. people are understandably afraid, and they're willing to look the other way when they're told things like, you know, 10 people at max in your home on Thanksgiving by Andy Cuomo. That isn't how it's supposed to work here. The government leaders are supposed to be, in a sense, responsible to its citizens to enforce the way the Constitution is supposed to work. They screwed things up pretty bad as far as being prepared for this particular endemic. But they're trying to cover themselves, in my mind, by scaring people and telling everybody to stay in their homes.
Right.
And they're not concerned about the damage that they're doing. So it's time for people to say, enough is enough. Give us the proof. Show us that what we're doing is wrong and harmful. And let's do something about it. So that's why people need to join together. You need to use the courts. You need to think about a little bit of, you know, exercising your rights like they did last night in Orchard Park. And people will feel, if they see that other people are standing up, then there will be more and more support. People are afraid to talk against the current wave of the politicians because it makes you feel like you're saying dying is okay.
Right.
And that isn't what people are saying.
Exactly.
There's a vulnerable population, basically people over the age of 55, actually really 65, who have other health conditions. Those people should be protected and spend money, take care of those human beings. They should be. But at some point, you don't have the, you don't sacrifice the rest of the world, the economy, people's lives, their businesses that they spent their whole life developing because of the, an unwarranted fear that doesn't justify what's going on. So you need to get into join together and do what you can. So we set, like I said, we set this website up called HoganWillDefense.com, and it allows people to click on, put their names, contact information, and we'll see within each industry whether we can get enough people together to make it affordable, and lawsuits should be brought. Multiple lawsuits should be brought, and the government should understand that the people are no longer just sitting back and taking it. They're striking back in a constitutional, proper way.
Well, and I thank you for what you're doing. And I'll post this on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, what you're saying, HoganWillig Defense.com, HoganWillig Defense.com, correct?
That's it, Robbie.
Yes. Thank you so much, gentlemen. We are out of time, but I really could have a 3-hour show today. And I know so many people wanted to get in and ask questions and talk, but we'll have to have you back, okay?
Thank you, Robbie, for what you do.
Well, thank you so much, and we'll be in touch.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
God bless you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Wow. Guys, you know, seriously, if we don't do something now, it's only going to get worse. And I'm saying, as again, I am saying, I know people who have had COVID. I know people who were in the ICU with COVID. My daughter's a physician. I'm a nurse by trade. We know COVID is real, but you heard the numbers that he gave. And it's just the fear factor. I feel like, you know, just like everything right now is skewed so much, we really do have to be informed. And I appreciate Amy Boemi from Catalyst Fitness, what she's been doing, Ashley and Justin Draper from Balanced Body Foods, Free Time Fitness 24/7, what they've been doing. And I know that others, many, many gyms in the area contacted me over the last 24 hours just saying, Robbie, you know, do you know what we can do? And just because I've been in the industry for 40 years, I think people are, you know, asking me. So I said, I have to have a show about this and get informed myself. We need to be our own advocate. And what's happening, you know, I believe is unconstitutional and un-American, and we need to join together. So listen, you guys, I am praying for all of us. I'm praying for all of you. I'm praying for your health. I'm praying for your safety. And we need to band together for the land of the free, which we are in right now. We want to keep it the land of the free. So have a wonderful week. I want to remind you to go to Raw Truth Health, RobbieRaw.com. There are cooking, baking classes going on right around the corner. 7-day detox. We have all kinds of things going on. So check it out. Go to RobbieRaw.com. I love baking. I love cookies. We're going to be making baking for 5 days in a row with healthy ingredients, swapping out this for that. Lower glycemic, unbelievably tasting baked goods for the holidays. And I'm baking today, so get ready, guys. All right, listen, thank you again for everyone that called in. Pure Organic Salon, Colby, all of the fitness industry, all of our houses of worship. And I'll tell you what, the salons as well. We got to band together. God bless. Have a great week, you guys. See you next week right here.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.